Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The news is full of worrisome problems. We have the drought, which is hurting our ag industry and farmers across the heartland. Europe can't seem to find a fix for their economic crisis. And can we be far behind with our own crushing debt? Well, let's save those issues for another day. They won't go away anytime soon. Today, let's take a look at ag trade. The U.S. trade deficit declined this last month by $5 billion. Our ag industry certainly deserves a fair share of the credit for that decline. Our farmers produce an abundance of food for domestic consumption, but let's not overlook the fact that some 30% of what we grow, we export. Last year, our exports totaled $136 billion. The U.S. in total trade runs a big trade deficit every year, but in ag products, last year we ran a $37 billion trade surplus. Look back to 1978 when USDA organized the Foreign Agricultural Service. The department then was pushing exports. At that time, 60% of our farm exports were grain. The 1970s were good years when Secretary Earl Butt sold grain to the Soviet Union and prices jumped. Today, our export sales are nearly five times what they were then. They're better balanced with 36% grains and oilseeds, meat and poultry at 15%, and produce 13%. We've done an amazing job. 30 years have passed, and it's time to take a new look at U.S. Department of Agriculture's trade structure. Trade is so important to our industry, our country, and a growing world population that the trade function at USDA must be given a higher priority. Funding for farm programs and subsidies will surely be cut. Let's give the trade function the attention it deserves. There's legislation in the Congress to do just that. Give it a push. I'll be on the farm this weekend and report to you what I find next week. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.